Dragon Witch by Yasmin Gallinorn. Narrated by Cassandra Campbell. Copyright 2008 by Yasmin Gallinorn. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the Berkeley Publishing Group, a division of Penguin Group USA, Inc., and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. There was pixie dust in the air. I could feel it seeping in from under the door of the Indigo Crescent, my bookshop, as it wafted up to tickle the back of my throat. There was no mistaking the stuff. It was different from just about every other manifestation of fey magic there was. Sparkling, the dust shimmered on the astral, hovering in that in-between place. Not quite physical, not quite ethereal. And yet pixie magic had more effect on humans and the human realm than it did on anybody else. Curious. The fact that I could sense it all the way back in my office meant it came from a pixie with strong magic. Otherworld magic, if I wasn't off my mark. I hadn't seen an Earthside pixie near my shop since I'd been here. Or at least, I didn't think there were any around. The creatures usually gave me a wide berth, partly because I was half fey and partly because I was a witch. Either way, they didn't trust me. A number of witches back in Otherworld made a habit of trapping pixies to harvest their dust. The pixies weren't hurt, but they took a severe blow to the ego during the process, especially when some of their captors sold the dust for profits that would make even a leprechaun blink. Of course, the pixies didn't get one penny from the transaction, and sometimes they banded together to raid a shop with some success. But for the most part, they just tried to avoid us altogether. Of course, I didn't.